Amen. Guys, Shiata Dishmaya next week. Next week is Purim. This Shabbos is Parshat Zachor. It says, Chaya Vinish Levesume, Bufuraya Ad Leyada Ben Aruham and Baruch Mordechai. In other words, guys, let's put away the phones, please put away the phones.
Just because Gabe isn't here doesn't mean you got your phone out.
Okay, grab your phone. Put them away. Please, put away the phone. Anyway, so it says, Ad Leyada Ben Aruham and Baruch Mordechai. Aruham is Amalek. Baruch Mordechai is Israel. In other words, the person is mechuyev to drink on Purim until he doesn't know the difference between the two. So we want to be mevarer is, what's the kesher between, is there a kesher between the drinking? Obviously there's a kesher between the drinking and Amalek and Mechiyas Amalek. What is the kesher? What is drinking about? And what is Amalek about? It's brought down in Bereishis, it's brought down in Pasuk. It says by the chet of Adam Arishon. Baruch says, "Vayomer Hashem Elokim El Hanachash Kasita Zot." Because he did the chet, because he caused the chet. Arur Atam Mikol HaBeimah Mikol Chayat HaSadeh. You're Arur. Mekulal Al Gechoncha Teilech. You're gonna go on your stomach. Ba'afar Tochal Kol Yimei Chayecha. You're gonna eat afar. Ve'ifa Ashit Beincha Uvein Haisha. There's gonna be a hatred between you and the woman. Uvein zaracho, uvein zara, between you and your seed and her seed. Hu yishufcha rosh, v'ata tishufenu akev. Man is going to step on your head, and you're going to bite him in the akev. What is it about? What is the biting about? It says in Parshas Toldos, it was down in the, when Yaakov Avinu goes and steals the brachot, And then his brother comes in. So it says, "Vayayin Yitzchak Aviv, Vayomer Elav, Hinei Mishmanei Haaretz Yem Moshavechum, Yitala Shamayim Me'al." He gives him a nice bracha. And then it says, "Val Charbacha Tichyeh, V'tachicha Ta'avod." You're going to live out through your sword, and you're going to worship your brother. You're going to work for your brother. Vayakasher tarid ufarakta ulo me'al tzabarecha. And when he goes down, then you'll be able to get angry at him. The Unklu says, v'heikad ya'avrun b'noi al pitgameo raita. And it'll be when the children of Yaakov, they over on divrei Torah, v'ta'adei nirei me'al tzabarecha. Then you can have revenge in them. In other words, the only way that Esav and Amalek that's coming from Esav can do anything to us is one way. There's only one way. If we do something wrong, so basically Yitzchak Avinu is giving that bracha. Acharbecha tichyeh v'tachicha ta'avod. But you won't be obeyed him if bayak asher tarid uferachtal ulo me'al tzavarecha. When he goes down, then you'll be able to do whatever you want. When your children are over on Divrei Torah, they just go away from Divrei Torah. It says by Amalek, it says in the Parshat Beshalach, he says, "Vayikra Hashem ha'makom masa umriva riv bnei Yisrael v'al manasotam et Hashem leimor hayesh Hashem bekebeinu ma'ayin." Chai Yisrael are questioning, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu amongst us or not? Is HaKadosh Baruch Hu between us? Is HaKadosh Baruch Hu really there? And miyad vayavo Amalek, right away Amalek comes. Why does Amalek come then? Because when a Jew has a suffix, suffix is gematria Amalek, the same gematria. Suffix, you have a suffix in Avodas Hashem, you have a suffix in Emuna, the exact thing. Suffix is gematria Amalek, because that's what Amalek is. Amalek was put there to instill in us a suffix. And we don't believe in ourselves. We don't believe in our keshe with Hashem Yisbarach. We don't believe in our avos. We don't believe in everything that's going on. We don't believe in the Mesorah. We don't believe in anything. And when we have that, Hayesh Hashem b'gebeinu mayim, we start to question that right away. Vayavo emalek. That's what it comes. That's what Rashi says. Samach parsha zol de mikra zeh. It's samuch one to another. Hayesh Hashem bekibeinu mayim v'yavam malek. Why? Lomar, tamid ani beneichem. I'm always amongst you. Umezuman lechot tzorcheichem. And I'm here for you. I'm here for you. V'atem omrim hayesh Hashem bekibeinu mayim. And you're questioning me? Why would you question me? I'm always here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. Chayechem shakelev ba v'noshech etchem. So I'm swearing that if you have a question like that, because I'm always near you, you have a question whether I'm near you or not, the dog is going to come and bite you. Batem tzuakim elai v'teidu eichanani. And you start to scream to me, and then you'll know where I am. Mashal la'adam. It's a mashal to a person. Shirkiv b'noal k'teifo v'yatzal la'derech. A person has his son on his shoulders, and he goes on his way. He sees something pretty. He sees a little ring or something shiny there. What does he do? So he says, Abba. He's riding on the shoulders of his father. He says, pick me that up. I want it. And his father bends down and picks it up while the sickkid is on his shoulder. He sees something else. He sees a ball or something. Another thing. Pagu ba'adam echad. Then they meet somebody. What happens? Amar lo toa ben. So the son says to him, Ra'ita et Abba? So the son asks him, did you see my father? Amar lo aviv einecha yodea echanani? So his father says to the son, you don't know where I am? Yishlicho me'alav uva'akelev u'neshacho. So he threw him down, and the kelev came and bit him. What's the mashal? You don't know who's taking you through this world. You don't know who's leading you through this world. You don't know that there's somebody. You don't know that there's a power called Hashem Yisparach. You don't know there's Hashem Yisparach that Hashem Otzi Etchem Eretz Mitzrayim. He took us out of Mitzrayim. He took us out of all the hardships that there are. Every hardship that there are, He gets us out of. If you don't know that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu just says, go. Go. And this is what happened almost on Purim. Okay? Almost the whole Nes is about that we didn't mock Him. We ate from the Sudah, the Torah Shah, we were Mishtachah V'Latzelem. We're doing things that we shouldn't be doing. And the whole Suda is all around Yayin. The whole Suda is all around wine. What's Yayin? Nichnas Yayin Yatzis. When we're talking about wine, we're talking about Asod. Asod. What's the secret of Yayin? What's the secret of Yayin? It says like this. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says, it says, Vam Rabchi Abaraba, Am Rabbi Yochanan, Kol HaNiviyim Kulan, excuse me, a little further. My ayin lo ra'ata. What does it mean that an eye never saw? Elokim zulatcha. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows. What does it mean? It's a pasuk. My ayin lo ra'ata. Am Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi ze yayin ha-mishumar ba-navav mi-sheshet yimei breishit. There's a certain type of wine. You know, the chet of the Eitz Hadas Tov Ra, that the Nachash was just ne'anash from. What happened? The Nachash comes and says, listen, there's a good tree, it's a nice tree, la'inayim it's good, to the hearing it's good, to the touch it's good, it's kevaldik. Eitz Hadas Tov Ra. It says in the Yishbitzer like this, la'atid lavo, we're going to read the Pasuk, ve'Eitz Hadas Tov Ra lo tochal mimenu, that's what the Pasuk says. But the Yishbitzer says, the Meshiloch says, Beitz Adas Tov, the Ra lo tochal mimenu. In other words, we didn't ever eat from the Ra. There's two parts to this pasuk. Beitz Adas Tov Ra. It's not called Eitz Adas Tov. But the Yishbitzer says that there's an Eitz Adas Tov within the Eitz Adas Tov Ra, and then the Eitz Adas Tov Ra. What is the Eitz Adas Tov, and what's the Eitz Adas Ra? He says, you divide the pasuk. Latid Lavo, we're going to divide the pasuk. Beitz Adas Tov, the Ra lo tochal mimenu. You never ate from the bad. You don't eat from the bad. So what are you eating? So the Torah says like this. So he says in the Gemara like this. There's Yayin HaMishumar Ba'Navav Yisheshet Yimei Breishit. What is Yayin HaMishumar Ba'Navav? Yayin Mishumar means that there's Yayin within the grape, there's Yayin. In the end of the day, what are you going to use the grape for? You're going to work it. You're going to work a lot, but you're going to make Yayin out of it. You might eat some. But the ikar of the wine, the ikar of the grape is made for wine, right? That's the ikar of the grape. To be mekadesh shanet, to be mekadesh Hashem Yisparach, to do all sorts of good things. But there's a grape that you should be eating, and you're not eating. What's the grape that you should be eating? That's yayin ha-mishumar ba-navav, b'sheshet me-breshit. It's yayin that that's in the anav. In other words, you don't need a barrel of wine. The grape itself has wine in it. Crazy. What's a grape that has wine in it? Grape that has wine in it is mamash olam haba. That's olam haba. That's before you even worked it. You didn't have to work it. I read the whole chait of Adam Arishan. What did he have to do? Kotz v'dardar tatzmiach lach. You now have to go after your parnasa. You have to work and work and work. But before there was a chait, what was there? There was yayin hamishumar banavav. Yisheshit mei breishit that you didn't have to work for. You just take the grape, you take a wine and you make a kiddush on it because it's completely grape. It's not grape juice. It's wine mamish. And this wine gives you a whole different way of understanding the world. Gives you a way to see your innards. Not like regular wine. A lot of people drink wine, right? A lot of you were caught drinking wine in the dorm and stuff. We almost missed Purim because of that. But what is it about? What is it about? So people want to have a little simcha. People want to get into themselves. But what do they really want? What happens is, a person, there's two parts of the wine, right? There's two parts of the wine. I can either drink the chitzonius of the wine, the external of the wine, or I can drink the pnimius of the wine, which is yayin hamishumar banavav. I can drink two parts, one part. Now, one part is going to bring me down. That's what happened in all the Sudot of Purim, in the time of Achashverosh. He's having mishta yayin. He's taking us off the derech. How do you take us off the derech? He gave each person the wine that he likes, the wine that's miyuchad for him. He brings women in, he brings all sorts of things in, inappropriate things. And he takes us off the derech because that wine is external wine. What the Gemara is saying, chayav inish levesume befuraya, the yayin that has a smell to it. What's the yayin that has a smell to it? It has the smell of Gan Eden in it. That the smell of Gan Eden never was lost, right? The smell of Gan Eden was never lost. And that's the ikur of yayin hamishumar banavav. If a person starts to smell on the inside of himself, he starts to smell. Knock that, please. Just knock it with the thing. So if a person starts to smell his insides, just knock it, knock it. No. Don't close it. No. Knock it. Knock it. Knock it from the outside.
Top?
Yeah, just knock it.
Get angry.
I can mean it. Shh. Good blow around.
Check it.
Anyway, if a person shh. if a person drinks the external of the grape, the external of the grape is a drink. So you get drunk. It's very nice to get drunk, but what'd you get out of it? You got nothing. The question is, what you're getting out of Purim? What are we drinking for? We're drinking on Purim to get to the internal. There's an internal in each one of us. There's a sod being said in each one of us. If you hear it, you hear it. If you don't hear it, Bezrat Hashem, you'll hear it on Purim. Amen. But there's a secret. There's a secret that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is whispering in your ear. Asher chayei olam nata b'tzocheinu. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mamish implanted on us. What did he implant in us? He implanted in us the chayei olam. What's chayei olam? Forever to live. Do you realize what that is? Most people die. They get to a certain age and they die. Yidden don't die. Yidden are alive forever, always living. Right? Lo mut ki echye v'asaper ma'aseya. Yasur yisrani ya v'la mavet lo netanani. Right? I'm not going to die. That's a person that's learning Torah. That's a person that's being osik in Torah. That's a person that's being osik in Milas Chasadim. In really being close to Hashem Yisbarach. It's a whole different world. What happens on Purim? A lot of people drink. Right? But the difference between a real Jew, a real emistic person is all about Purim. It's all about Purim. How he's looking at Purim. Is he going inward or is he going outward? Is he going inward to really discover who he is? Really discover what he's about? Or is he just going outward? This is the ikr of Purim. And if we don't get this on Purim, then the whole year is just for nothing. The whole year is for nothing. The biggest day of the year to get this is Purim. Listen to what the Arizal says. The Arizal says, and the Pri Etz Chaim is brought down like this. Listen to this. This is crazy stuff. This is much crazy. You ready for this? This is crazy. He says, "V'nei mashamru razal shetzrech inish lebesumei befuraya." Chazal say they have to drink on Purim. Ad le'ada ben oru haman lebarach Mordechai. Hakavanai. What's the kavana that we're supposed to get to? So the Arizal says, "Ki yadua sheyesh nitzot shel kedusha b'chol klipa hamechayota." You know, there's klipas. Klipas or shells are all sorts of things that lichora we don't need. But you need them because the klipa is somewhere on the pri, right? It looks after the pri. Like if you have an orange, if you had an orange on the tree and you didn't have the klipa on it, it would just fall, you're ruined. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a klipa. So in every klipa, there's also kedusha. There's also kedusha. All right, how would it be living without the kedusha, right? There's something in it. There's nitzotz of kedusha, spark of kedusha. So what happens is, ki yadua sheyesh nitzotz of kedusha b'chol klipa machayota. And that's what's giving its life force. Its life force is that klipa, is that kedusha. And if the nitzotz of kedusha leaves it, there's no klipa anymore. It would just disintegrate. On this big day of Purim, that there's such a big licht, we want that spark will have light. How do we do it? Mizeh ha'ara, from this light of Purim. Aval lo she'agia kol kach la'ir la'klipa, but not too much light. You have to give it light because we want to be mevatel amalek legamre. This day is to be mevatel, to do away with amalek. How do we do away with amalek? Amalek, you can only do away. Amalek has a little nitzos of kedusha, a tiny bit, but he still has that. But as long as it has it, so we can't be mevatel. We can't do away with amalek. How can we do away with amalek? We've got to be mevatel, take away the kedusha from the klipa, right? The kedusha and the klipa are all together. So how do we do this? So he says, "V'lazet tzrich shishtaker ha'adam." Therefore, a person has to get drunk. B'yom zeh, ad shelo yeda ben aruham and lebarach Mordechai, until he doesn't know the difference between aruham and lebarach Mordechai. Ulay yishgev yitein bracha l'otom nitzot shebeklipa. Now, what's he going to do? He's going to make a mistake, and he's going to give a bracha, and he's going to say baruch haman, right? Nitzot shebeklipa v'yitbarech gam hu. And what's he saying? He's giving a bracha to the klipa. But as he gives a bracha to the klipa, what happens? He's giving a bracha not to the klipa itself. He's giving a bracha to the nitzotz of kedusha that's in the klipa. You understand? So what happens is, aval lo tiye bracha kavana shleima. It shouldn't be kavana shleima. She'im yeh ken yagia lo harbei. V'titbarech gam klipa. Because he doesn't want to give a bracha to the klipa. He doesn't want that to happen. He wants to give a bracha just to that nitzotz, that spark of kedusha that's in the klipa. And that's what's going to pull it out. When we give the bracha to that, then it pulls it out from the klipa, and then the klipa is batul mbutul kafradara. Right? And then a month later, what do? We mavatul al chametz. It's crazy. Right? A month later, mamish. Because we already did it, basically. It's already done. And that's what he says, v'lachein tzrich lomar baruch haman, la'amshich or gam l'nitzotz ahu. Therefore, we have to say baruch haman in order to bring that light, that nitzotz. Therefore, you have to say it without kavana. When you're drunk, after you're shikur and you yotze midas, because if it was kavana, so he's going to give koch to the klipa. The next part we want to, but the inyan is that's the ikar of Purim. That's the ikar of Purim. What are we being mevatel? What are we being mevatel? Every one of us has a little bit of a malik inside us, right? A little bit of a malik. The Yetzirah, all my machshavas, the bilbulin, everything that we have. How do we mevatel them? How do we mevatel them? We look at it, how are they kayam bichlal? How do they have existence? They have existence because there's a little kedusha inside them. That little kedusha that there is, we have to pull that kedusha out, and then it's like a balloon. You just pulled out the air, and it's gone. It's gone. And that's exactly what's happening on Purim. What is Amalek about? What is Amalek saying to us? Amalek is saying to us, they're Amel Bekuf. Amalek is Otiot Amel Kuf. What's Amel Bekuf? Hey, Anu Amelim Vehem Amelim. Right? We're both working. We're both working at the utmost. Anu Amelim B'Divrei Torah. Vehem Amelim Bekuf. What's Kuf? It's a Kof. They want to be a monkey. They want to be an animal. They look like a person. Esav Mamish looked like a big tzaddik. Was he really a tzaddik? Wasn't a tzaddik. It was the opposite. He looked more of a tzaddik than Yaakov Avinu. But the Indian is, it's not what you look like. It's who you are. It's who you are in the penis. Are we there? And we have to see Chayolam Nata B'Tolcheinu, that Imam is embedded in us. Chayolam. What's Chayolam? Nitzchis. We're here forever. Lomut Kechia, we're going to live. And how do we live? Gehem Chayenu Ve'orech Yameinu Ve'hem Ne'ege Yomam B'Layla. That's what we have. We have the Torah. Gehem Chayenu Ve'orech Yameinu. That's the Orech of our life. That's our life. That's everything that we have. But what is Amalek saying? Amalek is saying, you can't do it. You think you can do it, you can't do it. What is Purim saying? Boy, can you do it. You can do it better than anybody. Amalek has no say. Amalek is batal mvutal. Mimele, we can do it. The Nachash isn't there anymore. The Nafochu. Eitzadas tovera. The Nafochu. Right? The Nafochu. What's the Nafochu? The Nachash becomes Mashiach. The Nachash is Gematria Mashiach. What happened? What's Nafochu? It's Mamash Nafochu. How does Nachash become Mashiach? Because when Mamash bring the Mashiach and put, bring the Mashiach Mamash. What's the Mashiach? The Mashiach is the inside of a Yid. The inside, the Neshama Shenatata B'Torai. The Neshama that you gave me is Torah. All of a sudden I feel that I have Shaychus Takrish Baruch Hu. That's Biyas HaMashiach. We're building the base of Mikdash inside each one of us. And if we don't do this on Purim, we didn't have Purim. Pasha didn't have Purim. So Mamish is a chiv on each one to drink in a Kedusha Dika way. Not the way that the guys in the dorm did, not the way you did with your girlfriend, not the way you did last year and this and that. That's not drinking, to be honest. L'shem Shamayim. To drink L'shem Hashem is Purim. B'Shem Kedusha. Once in our life, until now, it'll just go up and up from there. But once from here, just to drink L'Shem Shemayim, to drink L'Shem Hashem Yisbarach, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitzav us to get to that darga, to be mevatel the ra. And this is going to bring out a new person inside us. We don't even know who we are. We have no idea, each one of us. Each one of us, you have to know, HaNeshama Shenatata Bi Torah. Everyone has a neshama here. Everyone has a humongous neshama. But Amalek has been smothering it, has been stepping on it, has been killing it. Right? That's what Amalek did. Right? That's what Amalek does. He bites at the heel. He just smothers us. He says, you're incapable. Who are you? You think you're Shaykh to Hashem Yisparach? You think there is Hashem Yisparach? There's no such thing. That's what he keeps saying. Sheker, sheker, sheker. Kulo sheker. Kulo sheker. And this is Yamelis. But it's more than that. It's Ayin Malak. Amalek. What's Ayin Malak? Ayin is Gematria Sod. Gematria Yayin, right? The same Gematria. So Mamish, it's Mamish. They're Malek. They're Malek, the Sod of the person. They're cutting off, like Shechita. They take the Sod of the person. They say, there's no Sod here. It's just a person. What is this? He's just Basar. What is he? He's just a person. There's no neshama. A neshama shenatata b'Torah. There's no such thing. It's not shayach. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, a neshama shenatata b'Torah. Kedusha, kedusha. There's something so holy in each one of us. But the only time that you can be megala then is if you mevatel amalek. You mevatel amalek. All of a sudden, the neshama of a yid is shining like the sun in the middle of the day, shining like crazy. But you have to be mevatel there. That's why we're drinking on Purim. It's not about drinking in the saloons. It's not about drinking in all the places, in the pubs, in all these places. It's not about drinking there. It's about drinking the emeskite, the Shem Shamayim. Just the Shem Shamayim. Just the Shem Hashem Yisbarach. That's the only thing that we're doing on Purim. That's part of it. In other words, we're also being marbe ba'ava, mishlach manot ish l'reyu, matanot lev yonim. It's before that even. Much bigger than that. But the Indian is the avas of Hashem Yisbarach. You know what it is, guys? You know what it is? On Yom Kippur, everybody's a tzaddik. Everybody's doing tshuva. I did to you this, I did to you that. But Purim is only for Bali tshuva. Only for Bali tshuva. Purim is for Bali tshuva. Tzaddikim don't really understand Purim. Tzaddikim understand Yom Kippur a lot. the Bali Tshuva, they're so high on Purim, they mamish Gilcha, because they were there already. They've been there. They've seen it. They've seen the veil. They know what it's about. But Purim is all about Bali Tshuva. Purim is the biggest day of Tshuva that there is in the whole year. The biggest day that there is in our life is Purim. If we make it. And it's all what we make of it. If we make of it, it's going to be the biggest day. If we don't make it, it's going to be a yom of halalut, a yom of narishkeit. It can be narishkeit and the person can start speaking all sorts of bad things, or you can get higher. Yayin ha-mishumar ba-navar. Don't drink the external of the grape. Drink the internal of the grape. The eternal of the grape. It's a whole different world. That's yayin ha-mishumar ba-navar, mishesh d'mei b'rishit. Ayin lorata. And I never saw it. Eyes in this world never see. You have to have eyes from the next world. That's what you get on Purim. Right? If you really want it. But you have to cry to Hashem Yisbarach before Purim. You have to cry. I'll tell you the truth. A couple of days before Purim, you have to go down to the Kaisel. You have to go, he's supposed to do this. You have to go to the desert someplace and just cry to Hashem Yisbarach that I should be Zeichet to Purim. So I should be Zeichet to be emistic with myself, who I really am. Emistic to Hashem Yisbarach. Emistic to my parents. But the Icarus, I'm mistaken to myself. Am I real? Am I a real person? Am I a real Yid? You know, the Kashan Sumagid, he had a Talmud, Rapinchas. Rishlema tells his story. He says, he has a Talmud, Rapinchas. And this Rapinchas, you know, he comes in on Purim. He's a schlepper, he's a Nebuch. And he comes in, and he says, oh, holy Rapinchas, how are you? He says to him, Baruch Hashem, he says, so the Rebbe says to him, well, you didn't bring me Mishloach Manot? The Rebbe says to him, you didn't bring me Mishloach Manot? What is this? You come to the Rebbe and you're not bringing Mishloach Manot? He says to him, Rebbe knows I don't have a penny to my name. What do you want me to do? He says, no, I'm not Mekabel. You have to bring me Mishloach Manot. He says, let's do a little Targil. Let's do a little thing. I want you to say, Good Purim. He says, Good Purim. He says, no, I want you to say, Good Purim. No, he says, Good Purim. He says, no, I want you to scream, Good Purim. He says, Good Purim. He gets him higher and higher and higher and higher. He starts screaming, Good Purim, Good Purim, Good Purim. He's screeching it. So he says, now I want you to go and get me Mishloach Manot. Get me Mishloach Manot. He still doesn't have a penny. He still doesn't have a penny to his name. How's he going to get Mishloach Manot? Goes outside, starts screaming, "Good Purim, Good Purim, Good Purim!" Everywhere. What happened? So he goes into the makolit. You know, he goes to the makolit. Says, "Good Purim." The guy says, "Good Purim." Says, "Give me please a bottle of wine and some this." The guy's chayev to him for 10 years. 10 years he's still chayev to him. He doesn't have any money. He says, I know I'm chayiv to you. Don't worry, you'll get your money. Just give me a wine, give me some cake, give me some this, that. No problem. He gives it to him. He never gave it anything. So Shalom, and he leaves. And he brings the Rebbe. Right, so the Rebbe's all happy, this and that. Then all of a sudden he remembers, you know, he's going home. He says, how am I going to go home like this? My wife is going to... Gonna get upset with me. I'm such a schlepper, such a nebuch. I don't have anything. So he goes in. He goes in again to the makol. He says, "I know I already came, Malari, but Good Purim. I want this, 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 and this, and this, and this." And he comes with such a. He knows who he is. Bitachon Atzmi. He knows, and he says, "Good Purim." And he gives him everything. He comes home with Mishloach Manot to his wife, his kids, and everything. Everybody's happy. Then he says, "You know what? Since I'm on." I'm already in the shvung. I'm going to go and say, there's a millionaire in town. I'm going to say to him, get a loan. Goes to the guy, screaming Good Purim all over the place. Says, Good Purim, Rabbi! I need a loan, 10,000 rubles. He says, you're going to be able to pay it back. He says, give me 4 months. I'm paying it back right away. Gives him a loan. Became one of the richest chassidim of the Kashan Sumagid. One of the richest. What happened? Who was Pinchas before and who was Pinchas after? A person who realized who he is. A person that had worth. A person who was in Batal HaMalek. A person that no Amalek can stop him. A person that can finish Shas. But more than that, he can have Kavanah in his tefillas. More than that, a person can mamish be immersed in Torah, in Emeskai. That's a real person. That's what Emeskai is. A person that can do Chassad and Belikvul. A person that can give. What's stopping us? It's only Amalek. It's only Amalek. And that's what we're discovering, Amalek. There is no Amalek. It's all our dimyon. It's all what we're thinking. We're just thinking there's Amalek. We believe in Amalek. Stop believing in Amalek. He just flies away. He's gone. And this is where Amalek, the Nachash, becomes Mashiach. The neshama that's inside us becomes mamish, the emeskai. The Mashiach inside us. Aneshama shenatata b'torah, to know that it's tahor. V'zichram le'asuf mizaram. The zecher of these days, the zecher of who we are, the zecher of the emeskai, will never be forgotten. You have to remember who we are. We're not stam people. We have a chelik aloka mimal inside us. If we realize it. If we don't realize it, so it just goes to waste. But if we realize it, you become like Reb Pinchas. You start taking a loan from Hashem Yisparach. You start taking a loan from here, you start taking a loan. All of a sudden, you're the richest person, not only Gashmias. Gashmias is nothing. Ruchnias, you're the richest person that there is. Ruchnias, you're the richest person. This is the whole difference between Purim and any other day. You can't do this on any other day. Kol ha-poteach not dimlo. Anybody that opens up his hands, you're chayav to give him. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. This is what the Gemara says. Anybody who opens up his hands, you're chayav to give him tzedakah. The same thing with every yid. We open up our hands, we ask for anything. It's a wishing pond. You ask for anything from Hashem Yisparach, you'll get it. But you have to ask. You have to ask. Good Purim! That's how you have to ask. Not just stop. Just say, good Purim. I don't know where I am. I'm not sure. Maybe I'm just... Maybe. It's a Nebuch. It's not a Nebuch. It's not a Nebuch Tikkun Day. Emes Tikkun Day. Be you. Be us. Be real. And then the whole year, our whole life is about to change on Purim. And you got to understand this. Everybody's life changes on Purim. Everybody. Bein l'tov, bein l'ra. But it should be only l'tov b'siyata d'shmaya. Because it's for sure going to change. Some people are just going to have Purim, they're just going to flick it off, and they're just going to say, it was a nice day, it was a nice day, yeah, I got a nice drunk, I got... That's not what you're going into Purim for. V'chayev inish l'vesume, the smell on Purim. The smell. The smell was never chotei in Gan Eden, don't forget that. The smell was never chotei. The neshama is never chotei. Who's chotei? The guf is chotei. The neshama isn't chotei ever. The neshama never, never is chotei. Mimele, the neshama always stays tohor. There's a chelik inside me that always stays tohor, no matter what I do. My guf is being chotei, but not my neshama. My neshama is atata b'torai. And when I smell my neshama, right? You smell. Haneshama. Kol haneshama ta'alaka b'chol neshima u'neshima. That's the smell. B'chol neshima u'neshima. You start to be mahalel Hashem Yisparach. When you're really smelling, the smell goes in. Smelling Gan Eden again. What's a Gan Eden? That's a neshama. B'chol neshima u'neshima. That's a neshama. That's a neshima. And when I start to smell that, all of a sudden I'm in with myself, and all of a sudden I'm a different person. And b'siyata d'ishmaya, we should be zeichet to the biggest Purim we've ever had. And should only go up from here. And should only go up from here. We should be zeichet to really, really get into our inner innards, into the kishkes, into the inner kishkes, so we really know who we are. Not just in the outer. Not just in the outer. We should see what we've done this year. Unbelievable things, each one of us. Kol echad l'fum darga delay. Everybody's done unbelievably. Every person, according to how he came in, according to... But we can always do much more. So much, so much more. If we realize the story of Reb Pinchas, as Rav Hashem, we should be zeichet. Amen. I just want to tell you, we have no rules here. There are no rules. The door is open. Please, if you have to throw up, it's either on the floor or it's on the tree. The Eitz Hadas. Outside, okay? The Eitz Hadas, Ra, outside, yeah? You can throw up on that. But please do not throw up in the sinks. Okay? No sink. Because Mama stuffs up the sink and my wife gets very upset. So please, I mean, she puts up with a lot here. That means she puts up with a lot. So let's give it to her. But please, she says, either throw up on the floor, bottles, try not to break bottles, put it, try not to break things. But there are no rules. We don't have any rules that if you do this or that, nothing, chas v'shalom, nothing like that. But please try to keep it as clean as possible. If you have to, you can throw up either in the toilet or outside, or on the floor. All right? What's that? Ah, now I just want to say one thing. Whoever doesn't want to throw up, and you don't have to throw up, there's a way to drink that you'll never throw up. How do you do that? There's going to be bread here, because the tzaddik is going to bring us bread. And there's going to be rolls and everything. But there's a way. If you layer your drink, in other words, sip it. Do not guzzle drinks. You guys aren't... No one guzzles wine. That's not the way you drink wine. You drink it, sip it. You sip, and you take a little bite of bread. Sip, and take a bite of bread. And that layers it on the bottom of the stomach, and a person has a nice time. Siyata Dishmaya. But if you guzzle it, the quicker it goes in, the quicker it's going out. You're just a water fountain. And you're in bed in 10 minutes. You're in bed in 10 minutes. It's over. It's over in 10 minutes. If you want to have a nice Purim and really, really be filled with Purim, the Siyata Dishmaya, don't drink like that. Drink slowly, slowly sipping, and eating bread with it.
Bezrat Hashem. How many bottles per person?
A half. Each two, one bottle. That's for the people that ask. Okay? Be good, Sadiqim. Whatever you bring. You know, I'm not. I don't give rules like
two per.
That's not for me. Go.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, 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 Mika, 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 M